first time that the FBI is investigating this incident as an act of targeted violence.
The FBI's Joe Rothrock says one person in the ICE facility was killed, two were hurt. Police say the shooter took his own life as officers approached. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
In Central Texas, the owners of Camp Mystic say they will reopen next summer. 27 young campers and counselors at the Christian Girls Camp died in the July 4th catastrophic floods. The new camp will include new safety protocols and a memorial. Mark Zuckerberg, in a post on Thread, says Instagram has grown to 3 billion monthly active users, Meta CEO calling it a milestone. This is ABC News. Two incidents are part of a wave of new car stunt challenges on social media. Lately, though, one of them turned deadly. Prosecutors are now filing charges in Pennsylvania.
Prosecutors say the teen was driving in a parking lot when his friend, 17-year-old David Nagy, who was sitting on the table, was killed. In a separate case in Pennsylvania, a 19-year-old is accused of aggravated assault. Prosecutors claim she drove her car while her friend stood on the trunk as part of another social media challenge. The friend fell and suffered permanent brain damage.
ABC's Elizabeth Schulze. A new policy at YouTube is getting some praise from free speech advocates. It will soon allow some of the 2 million creators who were banned during the pandemic to apply for reinstatement. Their accounts on YouTube were shut down over misinformation related to COVID-19 and the 2020 election. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. With the onset of yet another school year, sickness is once again spreading faster. But there are ways to reduce your risk of respiratory illnesses, such as practicing good hand hygiene, including washing hands before and after meals, and after using the restroom. Be sure to scrub your hands with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. And even though it's not a replacement for washing your hands, if soap and water is not available, be sure to use hand sanitizer. You should also stay home when you're not feeling well and until symptoms resolve. And stay away from those who are a part of high-risk settings. Something also often overlooked is taking steps for cleaner air, such as purifying indoor air or gathering outside, which helps reduce the buildup of virus particles indoors. These are just a few of the tips you can find on the Price County Public Health Facebook page. Saturday, September 27th, it's fall fun on the farm with Northern Frost Farm. Admission is free, and this is taking place from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. There's going to be a variety of pumpkins available for purchase, friendly farm animals, Fat Daddy's ice cream available, fun child activities including a corn pit, you pick flower fields open, photo shoot areas for those family fall photos, and much more. Remember, for the safety and well-being of the farm animals, Northern Frost Farm does ask that you please keep your pets at home for this event. They thank you for your understanding. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, September 27th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. over at Northern Frost Farm in Phillips. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has improved its air quality data map to help the public stay air aware. Joanne Krulitz has the story.
The map displays real-time data from the state's air quality monitoring network and provides a color-coded guide to pollution levels based on the air quality index. The latest updates offer a more intuitive and user-friendly experience, making it easier to stay informed about air quality. One of the updates is a new orange or above AQI filter, which makes it easier for users to quickly identify when air quality reaches levels that could impact health. During periods of poor air quality across Wisconsin, such as ozone advisories or the wildfire smoke events experienced this summer, users can toggle the map filter to provide clear visual guidance to help communities stay informed and make safer decisions. In addition to the new monitoring map, the public can also sign up to receive air quality advisory notices from the DNR via email.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Managua Chevrolet is now 100% locally owned and proud to serve the Northwoods with reliable service and hometown values. Same great people, same dependable service, same hometown values. It's truck month, and right now qualified buyers get 2.9% financing for up to 72 months on all 2025 Silverado 1500s. Or choose up to $8,000 off with factory incentives and Mark's Managua Chevrolet discount. Don't wait. Offer ends September 30th at Managua Chevrolet and Highway 51 South or at managuacars.com.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Laura Hazel Deal, age 75, of Butternut, died on Wednesday, September 17th, at Marshfield Medical Center in Marshfield. She is survived by her significant other of 26 years, Ken Zillinger, by her siblings, Ewan Luloff, Ilame Helker, Brad Luloff, Kevin Luloff, Don Heck, Dwayne Luloff, Jeff Luloff, Patrick Luloff, along with Paul Luloff and Philip Luloff, and by Rochelle Berkeley. Further survived by her five stepchildren, five step-grandchildren, and one step-great-grandchild, and other special step-grandsons. A private military burial will take place at a later date. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Laura Hazel Deal, age 75, of Butternut. Dorothy J. Escala, 79, of Park Falls, and formerly of Brentwood, passed away on Friday, September 12th, at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. She is survived by her son, Wayne Escala, of Brentwood, and by five sisters, Pat Hassanoral of Nakusa, Annette Manlick of Marshfield, Carol Schneider of Plover, Atilda Bootsy Hassel of Lockport, Illinois, and by Ann Marhine of Brentwood. Further survived by two brothers, John Wilford of Oconomowoc and Gary Wilford of Triple I. Further survived by her aunt and by numerous nieces and nephews. Memorial service to be held Saturday, September 27th, at the Krieger Nimsgern Funeral Home in Tomahawk from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., followed by a memorial service at 11 a.m. The Krieger Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Dorothy J. Escala, 79, of Park Falls. Judith Ray Herbst, age 88, of Park Falls, passed away peacefully in her home on September 18th with her family by her side. She is survived by her two children, Dan Herbst of Park Falls and Karen Herbst of Glidden, by six grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, and by many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral service 11 a.m. Friday, October 3rd at First Congregational United Church of Christ in Park Falls, with Pastor Emerson Coy officiating. Burial will follow at NOLA Cemetery, Park Falls. Visitation held on Friday, October 3rd from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service at the church. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Judith Ray Herbst, age 88, of Park Falls. Lillian Rose Neek, age 96, of Park Falls, passed away on Wednesday, September 17th, at Park Manor. She is survived by her three children, Linda Smith, David Neek, and Connie Neek. Further survived by 12 grandchildren, by 20 great-grandchildren, and by one great-great-grandchild. Survived also by her brother, Carl Spiller, by two sisters, Mary Vanna and Betsy Lane. Further survived by her sister-in-law and many nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Funeral services held 11 a.m. on Friday, September 26th, at Peace Lutheran Church in Park Falls. Pastor Samuel Morshing will officiate. Burial will follow at NOLA Cemetery. Visitation held at Peace Lutheran Church on Thursday, September 25th, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., and on Friday, September 26th, from 10 a.m. until the hour of the service at the church. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Lillian Rose Neek, age 96, of Park Falls. Richard Rick Norbert Weber, 75, of Glidden, passed away as a result of an automobile accident on Tuesday, September 16th. Rick is survived by his children, Paula Freilich and Michael Weber, both of Minnesota. Survived also by his grandchildren and by his siblings, Jerome Weber, David Weber, Joanne Weber, Rita Weber, and Linda Summers. He is also lovingly remembered by his fiancée, Vicky Schmidt, and her children, along with her grandchildren and great-granddaughter. Memorial service held at St. Anthony's Catholic Church, Park Falls, on Friday, October 3rd at 1 p.m. Deacon Chet Ball will officiate. Visitation held from 12 noon until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Richard Rick Norbert Weber, age 75, of Glidden. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Packers make roster moves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL. Wide receiver Mecole Hardman won 3 Super Bowls when he's with the Kansas City Chiefs. But at age 27, he told me the NFL means not for long.
Whoever they draft and whoever they bring in, you know, that's their decisions. But as far as on my end or any other receiver, all we can do is come in and work hard and make plays. And, you know, whatever happens, happens.
The Packers cut Hardman from the practice squad last night and replaced him with Jacoby Keeney-James, an undrafted rookie receiver out of UMass with 4.37 speed, who didn't make the cut in the Detroit Lions training camp. Baseball. The Brewers playing the Padres today in San Diego, trying to avoid the sweep. Last night, they lost 7-0 after new starter Bruce Zimmerman gave up a grand slam in the first inning.
Our fans probably don't watch it the same way I do, but he gave up an 87-mile-an-hour ground ball that had seeing eyes and got through the infield, and then he gave up a home run that's a home run in only one park in baseball.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports on Mike Clemens.
Soybeans are on the higher side of unchanged midday on a Wednesday. The market is settling after reacting to Argentina's export tax cut. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, and we'll talk about the impact of cheaper Argentine beans after this.
At the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, they know your business has always been something special. Now you can let customers know it too, in an instant, with the red and yellow Something Special from Wisconsin sticker. Joining the program gives you access to supplier and distribution information, marketing support, and a community of like-minded Wisconsin businesses. Best of all, you'll let people know that your work is done with care, quality, and love. You've always been something special. Visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to make it official.
Market advisor John Heinberg joins us midday on a Wednesday. After Argentina suspended its export tax, China has reportedly purchased several cargoes of their soybeans. John explains.
The Argentina government decided to take their tax export taxes to zero from where the current level. Soybeans, that was 26% on those taxes and 9.5% on corn. And that's why we saw the big reaction in the market for soybeans for sure yesterday. Again, it just brings Argentina right back into competitiveness with the U.S. bushels. Unfortunately, we already saw China step into the market and buy a pile of Argentina soybeans on that tax break yesterday. And those are beans I think our market was really hoping were going to come out of the United States.
John Heinberg along with us, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing in West Bend. We'll take a look at soybean prices next.
Dairy pumps that were designed more than 50 years ago do not meet today's large dairy farm requirements. Bopeller pumps by McVen Technologies were born and patented this century with a unique and innovative design that ensures gentle, low shear pumping along with efficient, high capacity, and long seal life. Bopeller pumps for all your applications will ensure your dairy is operating with 21st century technology. Bopeller is American innovation. Contact your dealer today.
From Chicago, midday on a Wednesday, December corn is down a penny and a half at 424 and three quarters. November soybeans are trading 2 1/4 cents higher at 1014 and a quarter. Cash wheat is up 2 3/4 cents at 523 and a quarter. And 2026 new crop wheat, that's up a penny and three quarters at 563 and a quarter. The October Class 3 milk contract is up 18 cents at 1728 a hundredweight. The November contract is trading 23 cents higher at 1683 a hundredweight. For more agribusiness news and insights to the market, visit MidwestFarmReport.com. And while you're there, don't forget to sign up for our e-newsletter and get farm news delivered to your inbox every morning. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff. Northwoods
weather. Slightly cooler today with mixed skies. Highs only scrape about 70. Got patchy fog possible again overnight tonight. And after it lifts tomorrow morning, it'll reveal abundant sunshine and highs warmer in the mid-70s. And we hope that for Friday, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 61. 98Q Country.
We're back up in the country, back in the hills, down in the hollows where the folks are real, living with the crazies and the old wildcats, sawed-off shotguns and coonskin caps. That's where I'm from, and I'm proud to say I'm from the country, and I like it that way. Everybody knows everybody, everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. And we like it that way. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country and we like it that way. Everybody calls you friend. You don't need an invitation. Kick off your shoes, come on in. Yeah, we know how to work and we know how to play. We're from the country. We're from the country. We're from the country and we like it that way.
Country. It's Mike along with you rolling through the noon hour. Our website is 98qcountry.com. You should stop by there, see all the stuff that we have on there. So much local info for you. It's a great way to stay in touch. And don't forget the podcasts. You need to check those out. There are a ton of them and they're being added every day. All right? 98qcountry.com. Bookmark it. Take a peek. Here's Jay Cohen.
Got a house down a back road, I got a flag. On the front porch, I got a dog named Waylon. I got a driveway that needs paving. I got a boat with a two-stroke, a couple guaranteed to make you laugh jokes. I got friends in low places. Yeah, life is what you make it. I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star on a sidewalk with my name, or a statue in my hometown when I'm gone. Nobody gonna name their babies after me. I might not go down in history, but I'll go down to the honky-tonk. Got a girl named Sheila. She goes bash on tequila. Got a job that gets the job done. I got a loan at the bank. It's a big one. The only place you might see my name is on a wall for a good time call. I'm a local legend on a Friday night in a Pabst Blue Ribbon neon light. I might not end up in the Hall of Fame with a star on a sidewalk with my name, or a statue in my hometown when I'm gone. Nobody gonna name their babies after me. I might not go down in history, but I'll go down to the honky-tonk. I go down to the honky-tonk, I go down to the honky-tonk, I go down to the honky-tonk. I go down to the honky-tonk, I go down to the honky-tonk, I go down to the honky-tonk. In my hometown when I'm gone, nobody gonna name their babies after me. I might not go down in history, but I'll go down to the honky-tonk. I go down to the honky-tonk, I go down to the honky-tonk, I go down, I go down to the honky-tonk. Honky-tonk, I go down to the honky-tonk, I go down to the honky-tonk.
Listen up.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Me and you together's why it took so long, cause I got better since you got gone.
I'll go by the name of Shaboozy.
I need some good news. Send me sipping on cold truth.
98 Q Country.
A woman is a mystery. A man just can't understand. Sometimes all it takes to please her is a touch of your hand. And other times you gotta take it slow and hold her all night long. Heaven knows there's so many ways a man can go wrong. Must be doing something right. Heard you sigh. You leaned into my kiss and close. Those deep blue need you eyes. Don't know what I did to earn a love like this, but baby, I must be doing something right.
Suggestions, whatever you say.
doing something right. I just heard you sigh. You leaned into my kiss and closed those deep blue need you eyes. Don't know what I did to earn a love like this, but baby, I must be doing something.
Where you got Joel Carnick to get your day started. Joel gets you up and at it. The legend has been doing that for a long time for us, hasn't he? Matter of fact, if you'd like him to pass along a birthday or an anniversary during his morning show, drop him a text through that Civic Media app. Let him know. He'll be sure to share that info. Those morning texts are brought to you by Wheelway Autos in Fifield.
Everybody's got a summer that they can't forget. They hold on to and go back to. Your mind's on the Carolina coast, still burning in my mind like a red sunset. Chasing embers till September, what I remember most. Bottle rockets in the sky, bare feet in the sand. Smile on her face when she'd make me break out of my guitar and play. Oh, my head. Oh, my head. I can still feel her fingers wrapped up in mine. Can still hear her laughing, see her dancing. You're making more than that sundress spin. Who says you can't go back in time? Yeah, when that song, it comes on, I'm on rewind and I'm 17 again. Bottle rockets in the sky, bare feet in the sand, bonfire in her eyes, cold beer in a can, moonlight on the waves, her kiss in the dark. Smile on her face when she'd make me break out of my guitar and play.
Hold my hand.
Want you to hold my hand.
Hold my hand.
Oh, I got a hand for you.
Yeah, I got a hand for you.
I wanna run with you.
Oh, don't ever run with you.
In the sky, bare feet in the sand, bonfire in her eyes, cold beer in a can, moonlight on the waves, her kiss in the dark, a smile on her face when she'd make me break out of my guitar and play.
To the promised land.
Country now.
We're Rascal Flatts.
What's up, y'all? It's Megan Maroney.
It's my favorite station.
98Q Country.
The alarm clock tingling, ringing in my head. I woke up dog tired, beat down, half dead. Trying to recover from another wild weekend. Chugging down coffee while I should have been sleeping. But it sure is Monday, hitting. Through the week somehow. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. But it's all over now, and it sure is Monday. Oh, I got to the job site at a 9:15, and somehow I stayed awake till lunchtime. Then I caught a little nap, stretched out in my truck bed. My feet still twitching to the music in my head. Well, it sure is Monday, ain't it the truth? I partied too hard and now I'm paying my dues. I had a ball Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
We don't have to worry about that for a while, considering it's Wednesday. It's Mike McKay along with you. How would you like to vote for the next toys to go into the Hall of Fame? The 2025 finalists have been nominated, been announced for the National Toy Hall of Fame. And today actually is the final day that you can go in and vote for who you think should go into the National Toy Hall of Fame. Some of them that have been nominated... Battleship, Connect 4. Battleship isn't in there yet? That's crazy. Furbies, Scooter, Slime, Spirograph, Tickle Me Elmo. How is that not in there? I mean, that was a massive toy. Trivial Pursuit, and there's others. If you go to the National Toy Hall of Fame, you could actually vote today, but today's the final day that you get to do that. All right. Help them up.
98Q Country.
Life's not one size fits all, and your financial plan shouldn't be either. At Forward Investment Services, they focus on what matters to you, your goals, your family, your future. From saving for college to planning for retirement, they're here to guide you with personalized advice and local expertise. Financial stability starts with a plan. Start yours today at Forward Investment Services. Not FDIC insured, no bank guarantees. They lose value securities and investment advisory services offered through Safe Wealth Bank, member FINRA, SIPC. Safe Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Safe Wealth.
Wild Eagle Corner Store salutes the brave men and women of our armed forces. You can help soldiers by donating blood. Your efforts could save the life of a wounded warrior overseas or at home. One pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Be a silent hero. Get out and donate blood for our soldiers. This message courtesy of the Wild Eagle Corner Store on US 45 in Eagle River. The fishing supplies, food, drinks, bait, and amenities you need for any occasion. Wild Eagle Corner Store. On the air because they care.
September is Hunger Action Month, and 98Q Country is encouraging you to take action. Drop off your non-perishable food items this month at Wheelway in Fifield, 98Q Country Studios, North Lakes Community Clinic in Park Falls, State Farm Insurance in Park Falls, Oh Dear Nutrition in Park Falls, United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Projects Office, Jay's Automotive, Park Manor, and Forward Bank. Cash donations can be made at any Forward Bank location. Just mention the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. Let's make a difference during Hunger Action Month with 98Q Country.
Get ready to go for the green and gold.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
With 98Q Country. Listen right here each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize. $200 cash and gold jewelry. Plus, be entered to win our grand prize. Two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest with 98Q Country. Sponsored locally by...
Monopoly Chevrolet is 100% locally owned and proud to bring you the green and gold text to win contest on 98Q Country. $49.95 oil changes, dependable rides, and hometown service that puts you first. Monopoly Chevrolet, your local dealer.
Slightly cooler today with mixed skies. Highs only scrape about 70. Got patchy fog possible again overnight tonight. And after it lifts tomorrow morning, it'll reveal abundant sunshine and highs warmer in the mid-70s. And we hold that for Friday, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 61.
98Q Country.
Riding road.
This town ain't got no nightclub. We don't need the neon lights. Girl, I got that 87 gassed up, 30 early out there in your drive. Got you a bullet and a koozie, keep it ice cold. You take a sip before we get gone. Looking at you with your hand out the window, I'm turning right while you're turning me on. Riding roads that don't nobody go down. Little trip through the countryside. These 38s making the world go round. I hit a curve just to make you slide. The only light is a flashing yellow. Only thing that I want is your kiss. I'm loving nothing to do with you, babe. Just riding roads on a night like this. Riding roads. Where the moon hits the water, out there where your lips in mine. I don't know where we are, cause somebody stole the street signs. I'ma take my sweet time. Cause I could go on forever, but you there ride a shotgun. All our friends are probably making plans, baby. Yeah, but we already got one. We'll be riding roads that don't nobody go down. It's 38s making the world go round. I hit a curve just to make you slide. The only light is a flashing yellow. The only thing that I want is your kiss. I'm loving nothing to do with you, babe. Just riding roads on a night like this. Trying to cross the line, line, line. Yeah, the way you make me feel, I wanna keep it rolling till the sun. Ride, ride, ride. Riding roads that don't nobody go down. A little trip through the countryside. These 38s making the world go round. I hit a curve just to make you slide. The only light is a flashing yellow. The only thing that I want is your kiss. Loving nothing.
Hugh Country.
Yeah, my whole life sounds like the radio.
You'll be trying to love her, but you leave your heart breaking boots.
The one that happened, I hope she never breaks.
Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Listen to the Beatles singing back in the USSR. Yeah, she's going around the world tonight, but she ain't leaving here. She's just gonna meet her boyfriend down at the street fair. And it's a French kiss, Italian eyes, Spanish moss in the moonlight. Just another American Saturday night. Got Canadian bacon on their pizza pie. They got a cooler full of cold Coronas and Amstel Light. It's like we're all living in a big old cup. Just fire up the blender, mix it all up. It's a French kiss, Italian ice, margaritas in the moonlight. Just another American Saturday night.
Little town outside of Knoxville, heading by some dogwood trees. She tried talking with my accent. We held hands and waded into that blue water. She left her flip-flops by my red wings on the beach. Yeah, but now I'm dodging puddles in my sunburned Silverado. Like a heartbroken desperado, headed right back to my roots. Something about the way she kissed me tells me she loves Eastern Tennessee. Yeah, but all I brought back with me
with some sand in my boots. Yeah, I said, let's go shoot tequila. So we walked back to that beach bar. She said, don't cowboys drink whiskey. So we drank by themselves. She said, damn, that sky looks perfect. And I said, girl, you never seen stars like the ones back home. And she said, maybe I should see them for myself. Yeah, but now I'm dodging puddles in my sunburned Silverado, like a heartbroken desperado, headed right back to my roots. Something about the way she kissed me tells me she loves Eastern Tennessee. Yeah, but all I brought back with me was some sand in my boots. She told me I was crazy, yeah, but I still thought that maybe she'd show up. Oh, but now I'm dodging puddles in my sunburned Silverado, like a heartbroken desperado, headed right back to my roof. Something about the way she kissed me tells me she loves Eastern Tennessee. Some sand in my boots. Yeah, but all I brought back with me was some sand in my boots.
There's Morgan Wallen, 98Q Country, where our go for the green and gold multi-state text to win contest continues, brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, 100% locally owned. It continues. Matter of fact, shortly after 1 o'clock, another winning keyword comes your way. So you got time now to track down your smartphone. Make sure you've got that Civic Media app on it, and you'll be ready to text and win again with us.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there. They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. But I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind. Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got.
Okay. Kay in the midday. 98 Q Country.
You were raised on an asphalt farm. Ain't never heard a rooster crow. Never walked barefoot by a river. Felt the mud up between your toes. You never rode in the hay. You never thrown it in four wheel. Climb up on in here, girl. Let me show you how country feels. Get your hair down, hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down these hollers and hills. Let me show you how country feels. You ever watch the sun go down from the bed of a pickup truck? You ever been so into somebody? You're still lying there when it comes back up. Girl, what do you say? We cut a path through that cornfield, parked down by the water. Let me show you how country feels. Let your hair down, hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down hollers and heels. Let me show you how country feels. Let your hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Shoes off. Put your hair down, hair down. Get you some of this laid on back. Kick your shoes off, kick them off. Get you some of this slow down fast. I'll take you up and down these hollers and heels. Let me show you.
Is Randy Houser, 98Q Country. You know anybody that plays the lottery like every week consistently where they have like their own numbers and they just every week they buy that Powerball or that Mega Millions ticket and they do it just week after week after week? Here's 14 neighbors that live in St. Paul's River, Quebec. They've been doing it for the last 18 years. They finally hit it. $50 million lottery win. They're going to split it up between the 14 of them. $3.5 million each. Most of them said they're going to pay off their bills and they're going to retire. Yeah, $3.5 million. I could probably make that squeak out, I think.
When I picked you up for our first date, baby, with your pretty blue eyes, it were driving me crazy. And the tiny little thought that was so amazing, they were looking at me. I held open the car to fold you, then you climbed inside and slid on over to the other side. I thought, my own mind. Sweet thing, the moon is high and the night is young. Come on and meet me in the backyard under the cottonwood tree. It's a good thing. Am I wishing? Oh, come on, sweet thing. Won't you climb on out of your window while the world's sleeping? You know I need you and there's no way I'll be leaving till we're kissing on the porch swing. First thing tomorrow, but I just couldn't wait, so I had to borrow Uncle Jake's Mustang. It's his favorite car, and so I can't stay alone. Standing here feeling like a love struck lonely. Oh, all I wanna do is hold you close and steal a little more time. Is that such a crime? Sweet thing,
Q Country.
September is Hunger Action Month, and 98Q Country is encouraging you to take action. Drop off your non-perishable food items this month at Wheelway in Fifield, 98Q Country Studios, North Lakes Community Clinic in Park Falls, State Farm Insurance in Park Falls, Oh Dear Nutrition in Park Falls, United Country Northern Wisconsin Lifestyle Projects Office, Jay's Automotive, Park Manor, and Forward Bank. Cash donations can be made at any Forward Bank location. Just mention the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. Let's make a difference during Hunger Action Month with 98Q Country.
The green and gold, tailgating the frozen tundra. Lambeau Field has a legacy all its own, including where to build it. Residents on both sides of Green Bay argued for it. Officials wanted property with room for growth. In the end, 50 acres of farmland was purchased, but the address, Ashwaubenon. More bargaining, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Now, do you know the other reason leaders considered this annexation so important? Parking, beer sales, keeping the Packers in Green Bay? The answer coming up. The Green Bay City Stadium project moved quickly from there, and in less than a year opened with a Packers-Bears game. It became Lambeau Field in 1965 following the death of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau. So did you guess why the land annexation was so important? It's all three: keeping the team in the city, parking, and beer sales. Ashwaubenon was dry at the time. Officials believe Packers fans wanted to be able to buy beer and could in Green Bay. This history makes it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Homeland Security confirms three detainees were shot today at the ICE facility in Dallas, and two are dead. That information differing from a briefing earlier when the Dallas police chief appeared alongside ICE and FBI officials and announced one victim was deceased. Authorities also say the shooter was found dead. FBI special agent in charge, Joseph Rothrock, says messages on bullets appear to be anti-ICE in nature, but also noted no officers were injured.
While we're not releasing identities of any victims at this time, what I can confirm for you is no members of law enforcement were hurt during this attack.
ICE officials say they are stepping up security at other detention facilities as a precaution. Secretary of State Marco Rubio meeting with his Russian counterpart today. It comes after President Trump slammed Russia's attacks in Ukraine and suggested Ukraine is in a position to win back all of its territory. Residents from South Texas to Kentucky today on alert for severe storms. This is ABC News.
Slightly cooler today with mixed skies. Highs only scrape about 70. Got patchy fog possible again overnight tonight. And after it lifts tomorrow morning, it'll reveal abundant sunshine and highs warmer in the mid-70s. And we hope